And what'll happen after this generation? It worries me because unless something alters and the government come to their senses and realize that farmers can't produce the goods for nothing, because at the moment, the last 3 or 4 years, we've only been living on what money we made years ago. And we just about, we can't afford to buy any new machinery or anything now. I haven't got any money to do it with. And so, after this generation, like Robert, he's now 48 or something, 46, just come by on the teleporter. And that's about 10 years old and wants replacing and can't afford to do it. They've just mended it again. If something went wrong with it yesterday, and they've spent this morning putting it right again. And that's how we're going on now. And that's what George found. He couldn't afford to replace his machinery, so we did his work. But when our machinery's all worn out, then what's going to happen? We'll have to hire it then, I suppose, for a little while. But I reckon after Robert's generation, his son won't be a farmer. And as I say, Robert's fourth generation, and well, in Essex, but then my grandfather was, I expect his father was a farmer, and his father before him, I expect, in Scotland. I don't know how far they went back. I've never found out. But they probably, you know,
Do you
it's
regret
just in
that?
the family.
Yeah.
And 80% of farmers that farm are like that, they've all farmers' sons.